You are listening to the strongest podcast in CrossFit. This is the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. Before we start the show, I'd like to thank the sponsors that are helping this podcast grow. The first one is Liberté Lifestyle. Liberté Lifestyle have the best knee sleeves in the game. I've worn all different types of knee sleeves, and I always go back to Liberté. They're super durable, they don't rip, and they last a very, very long time. So go check out Liberté Lifestyle and check out all the different styles of knee sleeves that they have. And then the next one we have is Hero Barbell. Hero Barbell is the fastest growing barbell company in the functional fitness community. Their barbells have all different colors, all different designs, super comfortable. The knurlings are amazing, and the spin on these barbells are absolutely insane. So go to Hero Barbell to check out all the different type of barbells that they have in stock. And then the last one is Sharpen the Axe. Sharpen the Axe, I've been wearing their clothes for multiple years. They're long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, shorts. I always wear them. You may have even seen them on the podcast before they became a sponsor. Super comfortable. The shorts I always wear working out, because I just feel like they're a better fit for me compared to the Nikes or any other shorts in the game. So all these companies, I have a promo code. It's all type one. So click type one in all the promo code sections and you get 10% off of every item you get. So once again, thank you for these companies to help this podcast grow, and let's go to the show. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. I have a great guest, Tim Murray. He actually won wheel wad in the short stature division in December. Dude, congratulations and welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I just want to let you know up in the beginning. So I'm not too versed in like the short stature, you know, divisions and stuff like that. So if I sound like an idiot, I'm not meaning to be an idiot. I just want to learn.
That's all. That's perfect. That's what we want.
Like, yeah. You
know, yep. So to learn than to assume.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. So you're in Ohio right now. You living there?
I live like just south of the river from Cincinnati.
Okay.
Like I can look out. Well, I can't look out my window, but like if I go out in my street, like I see downtown.
Oh, cool! Very
like,
cool.
I'm that close.
Yeah. So how's the weather? Is there snow?
It's been raining all week. We had snow and cold last week, so it wasn't. I prefer that almost, but like. Because rain, it's warm, but like I can't do anything because I can't get the dog out and play. Like,
true.
Can't walk him. Like, it's just miserable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can play with the dog, but the problem is it's going to get muddy and you have to wash it. And it's just like, you don't want that dog smell like in the house.
No, that's the worst smell.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a yellow lab. It was actually my wife's yellow lab. We had it for 12 years. And man, like every time it went out to the, go to the bathroom, it was raining out, it just came back and just smelled so bad. Like it was just like, you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, that's how Cap is. Like my backyard's so small. Like I live in the city, so like I have enough of a backyard to like be able to play, but like he just tears the grass up. Right now it's just all mud, like straight mud. So I'm like, I'm not even going to bother with this right now.
Yeah. So what was the reason why you wanted to get a dog?
It's a good question. I'm not upset that I did, but like it was kind of during COVID and like when everybody got a dog and, you know, I just wanted that companion and here he is like going on 4 years later. And I took him to the sitter the other day and she like always talks about how like he knows when I'm there. Like he knows the sound of my car. And like, I don't say anything. I don't make a noise. Like I just close my door and like, he's going crazy. Like you're home, you're here. Let's go home.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah. So, with COVID and everything, I know you're working as a, what was it? You're working as like physical trainer pretty much.
Like an athletic trainer.
Yeah. Athletic trainer. So, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the people you see run out on the field when a player gets hurt, like that was what I did. I worked.
And you were doing that at the Bengals, right?
No, pro hockey, minor league hockey.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. would not mind the Bengals, but I just I don't know. I like the hockey side.
So is this like kind of like the semi-pro where like they actually do still have fights and everything like that?
Oh yeah, they got it all. These
Nice.
like we're essentially like two levels below the NHL. So like we'll see. We've actually like had guys come down on like rehab assignments, like NHL contract guys. So it's like cool to like be able to work with them.
Yeah. So what was your experience with them, you know, being in your job and like actually talking to them? Are they pretty like nice guys or are they
Oh,
just
they're
like stuck up?
no, it's like they all know they're there for a reason. Like they're at that level. Like if they were any better, they wouldn't be there. But even like guys that we did have come down that were like they might be down on a rehab assignment, just getting some games under their belt because they didn't have any time to up with the A or in the NHL. Like even those guys were like humble. Like we had one kid come down and like we all thought he was going to be kind of high strung, like high, like kind of very egotistical, but like he was the exact opposite. He was a kid who just wanted to play hockey,
Yeah,
which was awesome.
it's like the love of the game, pretty much.
Yeah, so I mean, I love that kid. Like I hated seeing him kind of go, but it was fun.
Yeah, do you get any of their gear at all that they signed for you and that stuff? Not
No.
you, are they allowed to do that?
At this level, no, because it's not theirs. Like it's the team's.
Oh, yeah.
So like their sticks, maybe like I'll get a broken one here and there, but for the most part, it wasn't like theirs to give. I didn't really care that much anyway. Like I see them every day, and I'm like, I'm tired of seeing you and your name. So last thing I want from you, unless I know they're going like to the show, then like maybe I will. But
Yeah.
other than that, I'm like, no.
Yeah. So what was the reason why you went that path to do the job that you have now?
Actually, Ken Griffey Jr. Growing up in Cincinnati, I was a huge Reds fan, and then not when he signed in Cincinnati in 2000, or I guess technically traded, whatever the whole like sign trade and sign, but
Yep.
like, and then he just couldn't stay healthy. Like I was in high school, that middle school, high school when he got here, so it was that time where I was like trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, and I wanted to be around sports. Grew up playing sports, grew up around sports, like watching it. My brother played, my cousins all played, my dad played. So it's like I wanted to be just involved in sports, but I didn't want to do the front office side of things. Like I wanted to be down on the field. And then with Ken Griffey Jr., I was like, I want to be that guy that gets him back out there. Like that's who I want to be. And
That's
so I
awesome.
went the sports medicine route, and I'm
Very
actually
cool.
not doing that anymore. I switched over to the industrial setting.
Yep.
Better hours, better pay. So I was like, I can't pass it up. Like I'm at that point in my life where just having that work-life balance was kind of important to me.
Yeah. I when I was working at the hospital, I'd be working like 3 12-hour shifts in a row, and like working in the ER is it's not for the I always tell people with working in the ER, you need to have a couple loose screws to work down there because you see some crazy stuff. It is like it's almost like watching a video game. If you'll see that stuff in the video game, and then all of a sudden, like I'll be like, oh yeah, I've already seen that. That was like yesterday. From all
Like
the gore.
I've spent enough time in an ER, like not for myself personally, but with athletes. I mean, working hockey, like something's bound to happen. Like it's such a violent sport, but so just seeing the nature of what's down there, like I can only imagine.
So are you born and raised in the Cincinnati area?
Yep,
Okay.
born and raised.
Awesome. So you must be an Ohio State fan at all.
Nope,
Oh,
not at all.
thank
Not
you,
at all.
thank you. But
I'm not at all. Like, I mean, I like to see them do well because it means like everybody else in the area is happy and things are good. But like I'm not gonna like lose sleep over them losing a football game. It's like kind of the same thing with Kentucky basketball. Like here, living in Kentucky, like it's all Kentucky basketball, and so it's like the same deal. Like I want to see them do well, but I'm also like not gonna lose sleep over them losing.
Yeah.
But
So you said back when you were younger, you were very into sports and all that stuff. So what was it like for you growing up compared to like everyone else?
I had to work twice as hard. I swam on my like on the school swim team, but it was more just to stay in shape than anything. And then I was also like hoping for that like off chance to make the Paralympic team, but I also like I didn't put the effort in that I'm putting in now. If I had the mindset I have now, then like I probably would have at least made the team. I don't know like how it would have worked out, but I also like I played baseball, like made the baseball team my junior and senior year. And then but it was like always like extra, I had to work extra hard to like earn that playing time. So it was, I didn't get a lot of starts, but the starts I did, I like made the most of it. So it was just working twice as hard to do it, like to make either make the team or make the field.
So, were there times that people actually made fun of you for your stature and like, your disability and stuff like that? And how do you handle that?
Sometimes, like not as much, like because the kids I grew went to high school with, like most of them I grew up with either in elementary school or in middle school, so like I knew them. And even then, like if I had a kid that I didn't know, or like someone new, like I still had the friends that I made that were around to kind of not necessarily deflect, but like back me up essentially. So, I mean, it was still there, but it also like came back to me. So it's not like I just let it roll over. So
Hey, I hear you. I hear you. So, obviously, there's been a couple like name changes for your disabilities. So there was like midget, dwarf, and so what is the correct term now for, for
that's a good question. I'm still kind of learning, I guess. The we don't use the M word. That was coined by P.T. Barnum back during the circus days, like, and he bait or like his little freak show days. So he was just using us like as a side attract, like an attraction, and like he was basically paying these parents like to buy their kids so that he could have somebody like different on his sh like in a show, and people would pay him to come see them. And so but dwarf is the big one, like that's the main one. And then little person is another one. And the short stature division right now is the next one. Like that's just I'm still new to CrossFit. This will be my third open. Only my third open, so like I'm still learning that side of things as well. So I don't know how that, where that one came about. I don't mind it, but I mean, it is what it is.
What do you prefer?
Honestly, just call me by my name.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not particular about like what people call me. Like, a dwarf is just kind of a funny word for me to say. Like, I. For whatever reason, like I can't pronunciate it very well. So like little person's fine. Like if you had to describe the group, little people. I mean, our group is Little People of America. So it's kind of what we identify as, I guess, is the term to use nowadays in 2024.
All right, your dog doesn't want you to do the interview.
He just wants attention. He's gotten it so much tonight.
All good, all good. So you said you started CrossFit like 3 years ago. So why, how did you get involved into CrossFit?
Well, they actually announced the short stature division and that there would be money involved. So I was like, okay. It was that time of year or time like after COVID where I was looking for kind of a purpose, I guess, if you will. Like, I'm the guy who can't like I have to train for a per like a reason. Like I can't just have just somebody kind of just doing like I can't just go to the gym just to go to the gym. Like I've never been that way. I've like always had to have a reason to kind of work out. And so then they announced that. And so I said, okay, I'm gonna do it. Oop, sorry. I'm
No, you're
trying to
good.
do this bigger. So here I am 3 years later. Like I started it because of that. And then honestly, like the community's kept me here. Like I showed up to, I was doing it at like a Crunch Fitness. I was finding, like I found a program online. So I was working out at a Crunch Fitness and I had signed up for the Open for that first year and I showed up to the box I'm going to now and kind of fell in love with the group there, the people there.
That's
So
awesome.
that's what's kept me around. And they've been nothing but amazing for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's like everyone starts at a global gym and then kind of moves their way into it. Because for me, I did the 300 workout, which is almost like a
Yeah.
CrossFit style
Oh, yeah.
workout. And so I did that like at least like twice a week or something like that. And then
Okay.
I downloaded an app, a CrossFit app. It wasn't even, I don't think it was even affiliated with CrossFit. It just said CrossFit workouts and they did a daily workout. And so they're like, oh, do like kettlebell swings or whatever like that and do something else. And I didn't have kettlebells. So I would use like a dumbbell and we use like one
Cute.
arm and like swing it between my legs. And I'm like, is this how I do it?
Yeah,
So it was, and then for me, when I was in the Air Force, the gym that they had a CrossFit gym in the actual gymnasium that they have.
that's
So they
awesome.
it's an affiliate. And so I was like, oh, I want to do this because this other girl in my unit, which I couldn't stand, which is like I was like, she's like, oh, I'm gonna do CrossFit. I'm on like a on ramp and whatever. And everyone knows I work out and stuff. And so I was like, I want to do this. And so I just walked into the class and be like, hey, I want to do CrossFit. And they're like, yes, usually we have to do an on ramp, but I mean, you look pretty fit, so you could just if you have any questions, just let us know. And I was like, okay, fine. And so yeah, I've never done an on ramp. I've just kind of learned through video and like talking to the team over there. But that's how pretty much my life started with CrossFit.
Yeah, it's kind of how like I had a friend that was involved and he was like sharing with like his workouts, like his gym's workouts with me. And I was doing the same thing. I was like, well, I know what this is, but is this the same thing? Like I'm Googling it, I'm asking him, I'm like, I don't know what any of these like this terminology is. Like I didn't know any of the like proper like form, like I didn't know the standards. So I was just like, all right, whatever happens, happens, and here we go.
So the funniest one I did was it was called it was a bear complex. And so I had no idea what a bear complex was. And so I thought it was like sticking the bar over your head like a bear, like rawr, and like try to squat down a little bit and then like come back up. And so finally, like I googled it when after I came back from the gym, and I was like, that's not
I
even
don't know
close to
what
what I
that
was what you're supposed to
is.
do. But so obviously with you, it's a little bit different for, some of the workouts that you have to do. So like what are the different things that you have to do compared to for like what I have to do?
So a lot of what we'll do, like we won't do handstand push-ups. We'll do hand release, like with our the way our spinal cords are, like our the bones are like pushing right on the spinal column, like the spinal cord itself. So one wrong move and we're paralyzed from the neck down, back
Jeez.
down. So we limit that. So like our handstand walks, we take a piece of tape. It's the top of the tape to the top of the shoulder. And so hands go from one side to the other and then back, like, and that counts as the one rep. Obviously feet go up on the wall, but that's like the movement we make. And from there, what else do we do? Let's see. Obviously distances are shorter. So like our rowing is like I when I train, I'm cutting it down by a quarter distance. So if it's an 800 meter, I'm doing 600. Same thing with running and all of that as well. I don't do the full, obviously, 1,000 meter run. If everybody else is doing it, I'm doing the 800.
Yeah.
Or 750, I guess, would be technically quarter of a di like a quarter to that.
So for you, if you did Murph, you do like 3/4 of a mile or something like that?
Murph, I actually did the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this year I did the whole thing. Last year I cut it down because it was like right before our semifinals, or not this past year I did the full thing, but the year before I did it by like I did an 800 meter run instead of a full mile. But this year I did the full thing. I was like, I'm gonna do it. Who cares? Like, something happens, it happens. And I actually finished pretty quickly, with the vest and everything. So I wasn't too upset about it.
What was your time?
Oh, I wrote it down. I have to go find. I have to find it. I don't remember what it was,
Was
but
it like under 50 minutes?
yeah, it was. I think it was under 45 even.
Holy shit.
I mean, my pull-ups aren't as far.
Well,
Like
true.
those were like I was able to fly through that. I didn't do the. I did it kind of stand like. I did a chipper style. So I did like 5, 10, 15 of everything. So I was like, I'm not gonna not not do it the way like I'm not gonna give myself rhabdo trying to do this
Well,
one workout.
I'm the idiot that goes straight through. So,
Straight through, jeez.
yeah, and I'm 6'6", so it doesn't really help my pull-ups and all
Oh
that
yeah,
stuff. So,
wow. That's rough.
yeah, I think I did Murph in my gym all by myself, and there was no music at all because I couldn't get to
Oh.
the music at all. Yeah, it was. I tried to get under an hour, and
Yeah.
so I was. I think it was pretty close. I think it was like 103 or something like that. But like it
Okay.
was. And then other times I've done Murph. I have rings, so I would do Murph like in my basement. So I have like a whole gym in my basement if I didn't go to the actual gym. But
Yeah.
we have like wooden rings, so I would do the pull-ups on the wooden rings,
Gotcha.
and that was even worse because you couldn't get the you couldn't do like butterfly pull-ups because you couldn't get
Yeah,
momentum,
because you
so
can't
you're
get the
doing strict the
momentum.
whole time.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, no
That's
bueno.
tough. That is tough.
And plus being in Georgia with the heat and humidity, it doesn't really
Oh,
help at
yeah,
all.
especially
So
at that time of year, too. Oh, it's what, like 90 there at that point?
yeah, and it especially like so when I was working out my basement, it was kind of cooler, but not really. But I literally have the windows open, the door open, and it was still like I'd still sweat, and like literally the my sweat would just dry off on the floor within like a
Yeah.
couple seconds.
Jeez. Ew. No thanks.
Yeah.
Luckily around this time, like we get like that heavy humidity here. Like we're right in that Ohio River Valley, so it just all that air just sits here. But May, like around Memorial Day time, it's like not too bad. Like it's kind of that in between, like we're gonna start getting warm, but like if you do it early enough, like you don't deal with the heat as much.
Yep. Yeah.
So I try to go about that like 9 o'clock time because I don't want to get there too early, but I'm also like I don't want to get there too late because then it's
Yeah.
just that sun and then for the mile run it's just brutal.
I agree. I agree. So, when did you realize you're actually like really good at CrossFit?
I guess that first open. Because like I walked in, like I actually had to teach myself how to do a handstand walk like right before I went over there. Because I saw the workout and I was like, what the hell is this thing? Like, so I found the standard and then like I looked it up online and I'm like, what am I getting myself into here? So but it was kind of then like they were all like, whoa, dude, like you're actually pretty good at this whole thing. So, but so it was, and then obviously, like, I ended up winning it the semifinals. And there were still things I had, like, I didn't hit double unders really until this year, like, about 2 months, 3 months ago. It was like not far before wheel wide that I like finally figured it out. And I was doing like that double kind of double hop thing.
Yep.
I do like one, like 2 to 1. So I was
Yeah.
like doing more work, and then all of like now that I've got them, I actually had a case of the yips like a week and a half ago, and for whatever reason I couldn't figure out my double unders for a while. I was like, it's so frustrating. Like I don't know what is happening, but I don't know why I can't figure it out, but I got them back, which is good. Like
That's
perfect
good.
timing.
So are you doing the crossovers now too?
No, I don't even I'm gonna give it a while before I even attempt that. Mainly because I just figured out double unders, so I want
Yeah.
to kind of get better at those and get, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Kevin Hogar decided to put one in for us come semifinals or even the finals. So it's probably
Yeah,
something I should start working on.
you need to get a beaded rope. That beaded rope is so key.
So I'll definitely look into that probably by next purchase then.
Yeah. And well, I think I got mine on Amazon for like $5.
Oh, okay, that's nice then. That's not
Yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
I don't
And
have
it
to go
was
spend
like
that.
I'm trying it out and I'm like, okay, like I it was a 10-foot rope that I have, something like that. And so I'm like, I wrapped it once around my hand and I'm like, okay, this is okay, but it's not really working. I just like let it all go. It's like the full 10 feet and it's like so much easier. So like the more
Right, so
slack you
it's
have, the
longer,
better.
the better.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm not
I'll have to find.
saying you get 10 feet, but I'm just saying like you get
I
off.
don't think. I won't be doing that
But you said you won semifinals and then did you make it actual to the games or like how does the games work for you guys?
So we actually ended after the semifinals in 2022. That was like our finals. And then last year we just ended after the Open. So the Open was our finals, which like wasn't horrible because it allowed me to kind of venture into other competitions because I'm like, I'm not like more fun, like just getting out and about. But it's also kind of, we want that exposure. And in order to get that exposure, you need to go a little bit further. But this year, everybody, we have our own adaptive games. CrossFit adaptive CrossFit games like put on by Wheelwad, and we'll be doing the Open obviously, then the semifinals, and those will be all those both will be virtual, and then our finals will be September 20th through the 24th, I think. I don't quote me on the date, but it'll be in San Antonio, so I'm excited for that one.
I think those are the dates where Wodapalooza in California is.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, because I forgot that that one was the same. Like it was, maybe it was. I just know it's sometime in the in September. I know that for
Right.
sure.
All good. All good. And so when you did like the when you the first year you did the Open and you did like the semifinals and stuff like that. Were you watching like other people in the group and how many people were in the group for the short stature division?
Let's see. First year, I think we had eight, six or eight, at least for the Open, and then the semifinals. Like it was a matter of them signing up or not, which I don't think as many did. But I know for this year, we had like 12 in the
Okay.
Open. So and then Wheelwad was even more. Like I know that because. We ended up, let's see, what was it? We ended up with five at the finals for Wheelwad. And I think there were eight that competed altogether. So, I mean, it's still growing. It's getting
Yeah.
bigger. We still got some work to do, but again, the more exposure we can get, the better.
Yeah, definitely. So when you won the CrossFit Games in the short stature division, like what was going through your minds about that? You're like, "Holy shit, I actually won
Yeah,
it?"
it was. I mean, I'm a competitor, so like I've always competed at something in my life, whether it be sport like baseball, like shooting hoops in the backyard with my brother and like my neighborhood friends, or just like whatever. So I've done fitness competitions before. Like the one was kettlebell. Like I did kettlebell sport for a couple years.
Oh,
I
cool.
went to the Arnold Classic, and here in Columbus, it's held in Columbus every year. At least this one is. So I got to do that, and I was going up against just everybody, like in my weight class. So that was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool to see because like there's so many different things available, like so many different sports. I'm like, I didn't even know this thing existed. Like it was like a wrestling type thing where they had a board between their feet, and like whoever pulled the other guy over first, like
Yeah.
won. I was like, I don't know what that's called, but like this is cool to see.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting seeing that. And like people take it like super serious too.
Yeah, I mean it's their like CrossFit games essentially. I agree, and that's what they want to do. That's what they do.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It was fun. It was cool. Like, makes for some great people watching, because you got your bodybuilders, your power lifters, like you just your random person who comes for the free stuff from the vendors.
Yep.
So it's like cool stuff. It feels
Yeah.
fun.
You know what's good people watching? Disney.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It is so interesting. Like I love Disney. It's great, but it's just like some of the people that you're like, wow, this is
Yeah.
like, I'm like, what are they thinking?
Yeah, I get that. That's a it's I've only been once and I was in fifth grade. And so it's been a while. That's everything that's out there. Jeez.
All good, all good. So, when you won the CrossFit Games, did you kind of try to find ways to promote, the short stature division to other groups, or like how did that work?
Like my first year, it wasn't so much about that for me. Like I was still trying to, I was new. So like I didn't have that following or like just anybody
Yeah.
kind of, there's connections just yet. Then this year happened and I won that, like won it again. I tied actually this year. But I wanted to use this year to kind of, actually, one of our coaches at the gym, like she was kind of promoted to head coach slash like semi GM, I guess. And she's like, I want to get an adaptive program here. And I was like, all right, like let's figure out who we have to talk to and like to get that happening. And we found all the right people, and we have an adaptive class every Wednesday at our gym, New Cove CrossFit, and it's amazing. It's my favorite time of the week, like, because I never leave without like feeling good, like feeling full, like heart full type of deal. But I've had a couple kids that I kind of mentor that have come to it, but now they're like in the middle of school, like it's hard. Like I get it, like school's more important. I mean, I don't know why, but
You sure
whatever.
about that?
Yeah. But so it's we'll get them back out. We got another class that's going to start up at another gym here, and at the end, actually, we're kind of kicking it off this weekend with a workout. It's called the Lou. It's about like, it's helping fight ALS. So 44 rounds with a partner of yeah. Luckily, like everything's in fours, so it's gonna fly pretty quick, I think, but it's just gonna be a matter of keeping track of how many times you've been through
Yeah, exactly.
it. That's
I've had those situations where you have like 30 rounds and I'm like, I do one round, I'm like, what number am I at? And I just keep on
rounds.
asking the same thing over and over and over again.
My brain just shuts off. Like I just go into just survival mode, and I'm like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Someone else keep track for me, please.
Yeah, like just put a line down. Like even like when I was doing Murph for myself, I literally had chalk and I just like would just slash a line. I'm like, okay, this
I
is
was
I
using poker chips, and I got to a
Oh
point where
yeah.
I was like, all right, which pile did I just pull from? I was like, I don't remember which pile I just grabbed from. So
that's why a whiteboard's pretty good too, so
yeah, that is a good one. And usually I forget to mark it down, and I'm like, how many rounds have I done since I last marked this thing?
Yep.
So I need someone to count for me.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's why I have a part. That's why I have a partner when I work out. It's just like,
Yeah.
cause he knows like what rep we're on. And I'm like, I'm like, is this the third or the fourth? And he's like, this is the third. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I
Yeah,
just
that's
keep
me.
just do that. So
I'm like, I need someone to keep track for me. As soon as I lose track, I'm done.
So what, obviously you do like the adapted class on Wednesdays, and you're doing that comp for ALS, like that competition for ALS. So what other things have you done to kind of help promote like the short stature in other
Just
athletes?
kind of speaking out about it. I have friends like being going to Wheel Wad. I was able to kind of meet people and like get to hear their stories. Like it was, like I want to make it even better, like get bigger, like not bigger, but like use my platform now. And I have one. I have a small one, but it's still one. So the more I can use it, the better. Like I've had people reach out to me and say thank you, like for supporting us. Thank you for like, hey, can you do this for us? Like at Wheel Wad, they asked me to if I got interviewed like after a con, like one of the wads, they were like, can you say something about this? I'm like, yeah, like that's easy. Like make it something more difficult for me. Like not really, but I was like, these are the things that I want to do. Like if I have the ability to do it, I'm gonna do it. So yeah, I just want the way I kind of see it is like CrossFit has a way to like bringing people together and like giving people something to live for or like not necessarily live for and look forward to. So I mean it's been a good thing. It's been a good thing for me. Like I was in a tough spot coming out of COVID. Like I didn't know like how work was going to be like because we didn't play in at the end of 2020, 2021 because of like Ohio's like gathering rules. So like we couldn't have more than 300 people in the arena, and that counted the players and officials. I'm like, well, there's 100 people right there. Like, so 200 people into this 13,000 seat arena, like that's losing money. So, but it was just nice to get back to that and have something to look forward to. And now I have, now I found it and I get to use it.
Nice, very cool. So obviously you just won the Wheel Wad in December.
Yep.
So how hard of a competition was that for actually going there and finding all the workouts and competing with the other athletes?
Oh man, it was tough because like the hardest part was like with the open, we have like 5 days to do it, right? Like each workout. So it's like I have time to plan it out. I'm like obviously everybody does it Friday night lights, like if you haven't been part of that, like it's something you should check out. That's
Oh,
what kind of sold
absolutely.
me on it.
Absolutely.
Like, it's like the one thing that sold me. Like I know like it sold me on it, like sold me on CrossFit altogether. And then but it's like, I have a couple of days to figure it out. And if I don't like how I did, then I can redo it. But like this one, it was one or done. Like I had less than 12 hours to kind of talk it over with my coach and figure out the plan of action. And like some of the workouts, I ended up just kind of full sending it and saying, whatever happens, happens. And it worked. Luckily, it worked this time. But it's like it's one of their workouts was a run. Like ours was a 400 meter run, but we were carrying a plate. So it was a 25 pound plate for the first round, a 15 pound for the second, and then no weight for the third. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna carry this plate. Like I've never thought to carry a plate while running. And so I'm like, I'm gonna try. I tried like the old boom box method, like on the shoulder. And then I think I ended up doing it like five different ways around once. And I'm like, okay, let's just get to where we don't have to carry this anymore. And that way I can just kind of sprint through this, which I couldn't really sprint because it was on a hill, mud.
Oof.
Because it had just rained like the night before. So I mean it was a good time though. It was fun.
So did you like at towards the end, did you hold like a discus or like
No, yeah.
put your fingers through like the hole?
I did. I went up over here and then I switched arms and then I held it in front and I tried to bear hug it. And then I don't even remember how I ended. I think I was like holding it like a pizza, like you're carrying a pizza box. Like I think that's how I eventually carried it. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like my arms hurt, everything hurts. Like I can't figure this out.
Yeah. So when you were at the wheel, why would you, were you looking at the leaderboard the whole time, or you just kind of like just in your own zone and kind of just focus it on the workouts?
Well, like what was nice was like we could like since it was live, like we knew kind of where we were already sitting. So it wasn't as much like scoreboard watching as it is like with the virtual stuff because I don't know what the next guy's doing. Like I don't
True.
know how long he's holding on to that score to post it. And like it's part of the game which I kind of enjoy. So I'm like that's why I can't let up at all. Like I go full send on those. But even there, it was like I was not like being able to kind of time myself on some of the things. Like I'm seeing where everybody else is. I'm like, well, I know he's got me on this. Like one of the workouts was basically 4 4-minute AMRAPs with a 2 minute break between. Like the first one was like a max meter row.
Yeah.
And then the one after that was push jerk with burpees, 10 push jerk, 5 burpees. And then he beat like I got beat by like 6 meters on the row. And I was like, come on now, Tim. Like, how did you do that? And then I knew I was the other like the other people, a couple of the other guys were like ahead of me on the push jerk and whatnot. So I was like, all right, don't kill yourself here trying to play catch up because you have two other events. And then one after that, like I was able to it was basically box get overs. But like we had the Luckily, we weren't like. Only thing we had to do was like make sure we had our hands off. Feet had to touch the top of the box, and then that was it. So I was like, I can almost hop this thing. So I was like playing around with it as I'm doing it. Like, how far can I go? Still hit the top of the box and it count. So, I was things like that. I was able to play around with like during it, and I ended up winning that one. I'll admit this, but I was kind of playing with the people next to me because I could hear their judge counting their score. And so I'd burst ahead real quick. And then I'd sit there and I'd wait and let them kind of think they're catching up. And then I'd burst back up ahead. So I was like, all right, I got that one. And then the last one was like a 4 minute farmer's carries with, I think ours were 24 kilogram bells. So 53 pounds.
If it, okay, yeah.
The 53s. So I was like, oh, and it's up this like, ramp up and down this ramp. So like I'm like,
Oh,
this is brutal. Why is this the last thing?
that's awful.
But
So all in all, did you like the workouts that were at Wheel One?
oh yeah, they were fun. They were challenging. And it's nice like having a judge there to like that understand like people here understand, but they like don't understand at the same time. Like
Yep.
now that I'm involved more, like they've seen me and everything, like they're gonna be like they're actually more strict with me now, which is even better. It's just what I want. Like hold me accountable. Like don't let me cheat any reps. Like that's what I'm having you judge me for. Like but they were enjoy like I enjoyed them. Like they were exhausting, but like at the end of the day, like it's a fitness competition. Like if you're not testing your mental, like your mental, even your mental toughness, like
Yep.
then what are you doing here? Like why are you doing the workout?
Yep. No, I hear you. And so was it fun seeing all the other adaptive athletes killing it and like grinding out their workouts?
Oh, yeah, that was probably my favorite part. Like if I had to do it again, like the only thing I wish, like I think I would change, want to change is like if I either went first or last, like in the first heat or the last heat, because then it's like I could have had like we were kind of like right in the middle, so like we missed out on like 4 heats warming up, like trying to get ready for the next thing. Like at least at the first with the even I prefer almost prefer first, so that way I can just get it done and sit and watch everybody else because I'm warming up while they're all still taking a little nap, in between. Then I'll watch them for a bit and then go take a nap. But it was fun to, I mean, just seeing what some of these other people had to overcome. I'm like, I kind of have it easy. Like, I have use of both my feet, my legs, both of my arms. Like, I don't have any neuro issues. Like, and my brain's working fine. But some people would tell you otherwise. But I mean, for the most part, physically, my brain is working fine. But so it's like, some of the stuff, like, some of the people we saw, like, I'm like, props to you, like, for not letting that get you down. Like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Do you think that people want to be what do you call it? I'm trying to think, because like obviously you see people with like one arms doing clean and jerks and stuff like that, and like everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's so inspiring. Do you think that like you guys want to be looked at like that, or do you just want to be like, hey, I'm just here to work out and try to win? Like,
That's a, I kind of don't like that word to an ex, like, it's not my favorite. Because to me, like, saying inspiring means that, like, I'm an inspiration, means that, like, you're looking like less of me. Like, you almost see me as less, like, a less
exactly.
of a person. That's kind of how I feel. Now, if you come up and tell me like I'm being a badass, I'm like, yeah, fine, like, I'll take that one, or think anything like that. But like, kind of that inspiration, like, great, like, I'm gonna accept the compliment, but it's not my favorite.
I
I
am
think
not a
a
big
lot
fan
of
of that
people do
either.
that. Yeah, it's like you just think that I can't do something because of the way I look, like, but I can do the exact same things you can. I'm actually doing it better than you because I'm watching you, and I know you're 5 rounds behind me, and I'm like hanging out, like, finishing the workout, and
Yeah.
I did the same, I didn't even like adapt it for me, I did the whole thing. So like, it
Yeah,
was
I
which
cuz
one is it, Fran, is it Fran, the 21-15-9 push thruster pull-ups. Like,
Yep.
first time I ever did it, like, I did it at the 95 pounds, and everyone was like, I did it in like just under, right at 6 minutes, I think.
Damn,
And
that's impressive.
yeah, it was, I mean, that was when I was like kind of tip top. Like, I had a little bit more weight on me, so I'm still trying to figure out pull ups, though. Like, that's kind of what slowed me down. Pull ups are what slowed me down the most. So I'm
Yeah.
still playing around with them, trying to figure out which one I like the best. But someone comes up to me from the, like, they walk up and like, what are you gonna do it in? I was like, I don't know, like, you tell me. And like, I finish it, and like, I will go up to them, and they're like, are you done yet? I was like, yeah. I'm like, what? There's no way. I was like, yeah, like, that's it, like, that was all I did.
So with
So
the pull, so with the pull-ups, is it, are you doing butterflies, or is it mainly just like strict, or you're just kind of like figuring out how to
it's kind of
MacGyver it?
like I'm doing my best with like butterfly. I'm trying to learn butterfly as best as I can, but it's still kind of getting it all to click properly. Like, there's a couple, like, I call it like my Peter Pan moment, like in Hook, when he's learning how to fly again, like, he
Yep.
realizes he's flying, and he says, oh no, and then he falls. Like, that's kind of what I, how I call it. Like, I start getting it, and I'm like, this is it. And then as soon as I say this is it, I lose it. I'm like, ah.
You just need to stop saying this is it. I
Yeah,
got
that's pretty much it.
it.
It was the same thing with double unders at first. I was like, this is it, I got it, I got it, and then trip up or smack myself in the back of the head, and I'm like, all right, come on, Tim.
Yeah, that was me with Tosa Bar for a while. Like, I finally was just like, okay, I could string a couple and like get the momentum and all that stuff. And then I'm like, I got it. And then all of a sudden it just like falls apart. And then I'm like doing singles. And it's just like, what just happened?
That's how I've been. Like, I finally, knock on wood, I think I've got them, the toes, the bar down.
Yep.
It's more of a matter of just keeping the endurance up, the stamina up on them, and being able to hold it long enough. Because once I get tired and my lats go, like, that's when I'm
Yeah.
shot.
Yeah. That my that it's my shoulders that get me.
Yeah, same. Like, it's just that pulling down to get the toes up and kind of cheat that, not necessarily cheat, but kind of cut that distance down, at
Yeah.
least for me, and that's what gets it.
Yeah, that's me with like chest to bars too. Like I'm so long in the arms that
Oh yeah.
it looks like I'm just flailing all over the place. But it's just
Yeah.
like, no, I'm actually doing it the right way. Like, this is the only way I
Yeah.
can do it. So.
That's like for, I think I have like almost the exact opposite problem. Like my arms are so short that I can't quite pull my chest to the bar to pull, like to hit it. So I do a kipping. If it's just the bar, I'm doing kipping because it's the only way I can pull myself to even come close to hitting the bar and like kind of stick my thumbs out for cheating.
Well, my thing is with the chest to bars, if you're getting close and like kind of grazing it a little bit, not actually like hitting it, I think it's fine.
Yeah, I mean that you're still chest to the bar, so it counts
Yeah.
technically. So I mean that's all that matters, right?
So
Just
once you won Wheel Wad in December, and you came back, what was your whole mindset after that? Were you like, okay, I got all these goals I want to hit. I want to use this. I know you said you want to use the platform to, grow the sport for you guys, for the adaptive athletes. Sorry, I didn't mean to say you guys,
No, that's fair.
but like, what were your goals after Wheel Wad?
honestly, as I'm like going through the workouts at Wheel Wad, depending on how the workout went, I would text my coach right away and be like, "We got to work on this. I got to work on this. I got to do this." So some of the like issues I was running into were like bar. I called it bar stamina, like holding on to the bar, like getting that extra, like instead of taking that break and knowing I have 3 reps left, like just holding on and just sucking it up for those 3 reps. Like I was struggling to do that a bit, and so I was like, I want to work on this stuff, and then I was like, I want to work on this, and so I was finding the weak. It helped me find my weaknesses and like what I need to really focus on. So took like a week off after I got done because it's like 11 workouts in 4 days. So, and geez, sorry.
No, you're good.
And so it was just a week off. That was like the hardest thing for me to do because I just wanted to get back out and like just do some movement. Just any kind of movement is all I wanted to do. And like I'm around everybody, I was like, I'm feeling great. I feel awesome. And then turns out that I really wasn't because I tried to work out and on like Thursday after I got back, which was 4 days after. I was like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. It's
Like,
very humbling.
don't mind me. I'm just on the rower, just sitting here, just like barely moving the
That's
thing.
exactly
Don't
what it
worry.
was. How far have I gone? How long have I been on this thing?
You've only gone 25 meters. What?
Yeah. Tim, you pulled the thing once, and that's the only thing moving.
But so what I know you could use a ski erg, you could use the rower. Like, obviously the assault bike is going to be a little bit difficult, a bit like, what have you guys like ha have you found a way to like use the assault bike to get the somewhat of a stimulus?
Actually, they have Equip Products, which is kind of a company that makes a lot of adaptive equipment that we use. They created basically another bike handle that
Oh.
I turn, like instead of sitting down, like we face the fan, like from the front, and the bike handles are basically an extension in the middle, and we just do all arms. There's no legs involved, but that's how we did the bike,
Okay.
and
Okay.
that one was interesting.
It's definitely a
Because it was
shoulder
always just,
workout.
yeah, like I actually learned, like just being around sports in general, like I was able to like utilize my body weight as much as I could. So I wasn't necessarily like getting any kind of pulling. It was more using my body to shift and turn and kind of make the bike do what I needed it to do. And I think that's kind of where, yeah, it took the arms out of the equation essentially, because I only time I would bend was, just to get kind of that extra range so I could push it back further. And like the body was doing all the work as best as I could.
So are these on the actual like assault bikes, or are they on the echo bikes, or that can they go on
They
both?
actually have them for both. Like, they're two different sets. So they have a set for like designed for the Echo and a set designed for the assault bike.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I mean, it was. I haven't bought them yet. I should probably do that. I'm getting ready to do that just because it's obviously there, so it's something I need to work on. So I'm gonna probably purchase those here, probably make it a birthday present for me or something.
You know what else you should get one of those wing guard like little fan, like the covers for the fan, especially around this time. So
Oh man, that was the worst part, I think, was just the air blowing right up into my face. Because I'm like, this feels good, but also like I can't breathe right now, so
yeah, it's like you're like, oh, keeping your mouth open the whole time just to at least try to get something. You're like
And there's a big dust bunny right
Yeah,
down the
of course.
throat,
Yeah.
right down
Yeah.
the
Yeah, like with my gym, it's like an old powerlifting gym that has like some CrossFit
Wow.
equipment. So they actually have an echo bike, and it gets a little dusty in there once in a while. And so sometimes I'm like, when I
Oh.
first start, you'll see like,
You see, just
yeah, a little
yeah.
poof, and it's just like, oh my God, I gotta hold my breath for like 10, 15 seconds. This is not good.
Not how I wanted to start this bike right now.
Yeah, exactly. And even my gym buddy, he's like, I don't want to get on the bike. Like, it is too cold to even get like to have the fans just like blasting your face. I'm good.
That's sweet. Actually, we haven't used them in a while, I've seen, but I'm gonna probably get a set here soon so I can actually start using them and get used to it, because I know they're gonna be in there at some point, whether it be, I don't think it'll be during the open or semifinals, because they won't expect everybody to have the handles.
True.
But at least in the finals, like, we'll know we'll have it. So I
Yeah.
just gotta do it.
Yeah, of course. So, do you like wheel wads separating from the CrossFit games to like have their own little competition, or like what's your thought on that?
Well, just with how I've seen, like, just from what I've heard, like, and seen from like the past 2 years, like as far as coverage goes, like for the adaptive and age divisions, like I think it's better for us, because instead of focusing solely on like kind of being, now we're not like the second level, like tier, like we're our own thing. So, we're going to be able to get the spot with the backing of CrossFit. Being able to have, instead of 30 athletes go, like we're gonna have 300 total this year. At least that's the plan, is to be able to have 300. So, here I am pushing to go to the games, and now I get to go versus like getting invited for a medal ceremony. And like, that's not, like, it's cool, like I appreciate that, but it's also like, let me do something while I'm there.
Yeah. So, and also with the money and stuff like that, how does that work for you guys?
Well, I ended up winning $5,000 each year. So, I mean, that's a chunk of change that I didn't have going into it. So, for a $20 workout, so I can't complain. I think the return on investment was pretty good for that one. So, I don't know what it's going to be this year, though. So, probably around the same, I would think.
Yeah. So do you think that like other companies can sponsor adaptive athletes to get like them to be able to go to like different competitions, or like what do you think about how that might work?
I think you'll see that more now that we're going to have kind of a bigger following. Like, it's not kind of like there's nothing there. Instead of having kind of to fight for, sponsorships with like a Justin Medeiros or like any of those guys, like it's going to be, all right, well, we have these guys, like, now let's branch out to the adaptive side, because like these guys are doing the same exact thing just as fun.
Yeah.
So I think you'll see more soon. Jeez. Oh my gosh.
You're good. You're good.
Here, chew on that.
All right. So my last question about Wheel Wide. How much pre-workout did you take at that competition?
So I'm not a big pre-workout guy. I'm not a fan of the beta alanine more so than anything. I don't like that tingly. I've just never been a fan of, I don't know, like, but it's more of the amount of caffeine that I drink. Like they had like Monster, or no, they had Rain and Cowbell, Cow something. It's like a recovery drink with like a little bit of cat. It's almost like a Kill Cliff, but
Okay.
there's a little bit of caffeine in it with some turmeric to help recover. So like I'd go drink one of those right after a workout, and then kind of grab a I'd grab a Rain. I think I came home with like 2 weeks worth of Rain, so I just grabbed like three at a time. So I was like, yeah, no one saw that.
Nope. And then
So
like you go to the airport, they're like, why is there like a canister of like a whole case of like Rain energy drinks in like your carry-on? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know, ma'am, how they got there.
luckily I drove, so I didn't have to worry about
Oh, that's
that.
even better. So
Yeah, so I had all the space in my car. It was just me, so I had all the space in my car to kind of bring it all back.
yeah.
So.
I could see you just like picking up three, then like going to like, oh, I gotta go my car. I forgot my knee sleeves or I forgot something. Like, you know, and just like throw them in there and then come back later and then just grab some more.
I gotta get it from my buddy over here. Like, hold on.
Yeah. This then
That's exactly
my
what
buddy's
happened.
looking for that. Well, there's nobody against that wall.
Yeah.
He's invisible, damn it. So just leave
Yeah.
me alone.
He was there, I promise. We got all sorts of adaptive athletes here. We got some people turning invisible.
Yes, they identify as invisible. So, oh man, that's hilarious. But so I first saw you. I think I got I saw you on Instagram, and then all of a sudden, like you went on the Sivan podcast, and obviously that's like the biggest CrossFit podcast you can get on. So what was going through your mind saying like were you like nervous the whole time? Like, holy crap, I'm actually going on this guy's show or like
I'll be honest, like I still don't know a lot of the people in CrossFit. Like I like this sport, I enjoy it, like I kind of follow like some of the games, like I don't watch the whole thing. I only watched Wodapalooza because like my friends, I had friends there, so I was watching their stories, like their updates. Like just being around, like, so I didn't know who he was like until people told me. Like I just remember waking up one day and I was like, where did all these followers come from? Like where did all these, what's going on? Where is my name? Why is my name being thrown around like that? All these people are following me all of a sudden, like. And I brought one, like Savon's name up to a friend of mine, and he's like, "No way!" It's like, "Yeah, like look at this," and he was like, "That is like that's huge, dude." I was like, "What?" So I mean, it was cool to go on there and like get to meet him. Like he's a cool guy. Like he was fun to talk to. Like very, just whatever happens, happens type of guy, which makes it fun.
Yeah, I kind of like his interviewing style a little bit
Yeah.
because he even says it himself, he kind of acts a little dumb just to get the questions out, answers out that he wants to, so the
Yeah.
listeners can understand like what's going on in that situation.
Yeah. And then he's not afraid to ask like the tough questions
Oh
either,
no.
like, which is perfect. Like that's what we need now. Like
Yep.
don't beat around the bush. Like just tell me what I know what you want to know. Like just ask it.
Yep. So, are you looking to travel around to like Wodapalooza in California? Like, what's your CrossFit destinations for this year?
Let's see. This year, I'm actually headed to the UK at the end of April.
Oh, nice.
They have it's called the Adapt AON, Adapt All or Nothing. Like it's an adaptive competition, which I have friends that over there. They've been asking me to come over, so I can finally do it. So I'm gonna head over there at the end of April, I was gonna go to the Sea Dog Summer Showdown at the beginning of April, but our gym's hosting an L2 course that weekend, and I'm like, that was another part of my winnings was a course. So I had my L1, so I was like, it's in my backyard, like I don't have to travel for it, like it's too good of an opportunity to pass up. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that instead. Like I hated it, but hated to drop like pass it up.
Yeah,
Sea Dog Summer Showdown.
that L2 will be definitely worth it. Don't worry.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't pass this opportunity up. Like in my backyard, like it's for free. So,
Yep.
what else would I do? Like,
True.
but I plan on going to that one next year. And then I'm kind of looking around more like drivable type competitions. Like, haven't really looked a whole lot, just because of still. I mean, obviously, with the Open coming up next month, like I'm kind of focusing on that at the moment. And then, once Adapt hits, like our semifinals are like a week and a half after I'll get home. So I'd be preparing for that. And luckily, our finals aren't till September. So I know I'm going to want to hit one or two up in June, July, August before that, just so I can kind of keep the competitive juices flowing. So. But I'll do Wodapalooza again. I'll try it again. Kind of had video, like my one video. I had a video my first year trying it not go through. Like I did it through WeTime and it like didn't upload. And I was like, come on. So that kept me out. And this year I messed up my pistols on one of the workouts. Like that kind of took my score way down. So I didn't go this year as either. So this year, I want to make sure everything's foolproof, bulletproof, like can't be, if I don't make it, it's because everybody else beat me, not because I didn't live up to this, I didn't do the standards right, follow standards correctly, or like my video didn't work. So I just got to make sure they're not watching the videos in Russia, because apparently Russia keeps banning my videos because of music.
Jeez.
Yeah. I'm like, well, good thing you guys are in the States, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine that visa that try to get over there anyway.
Yeah, I was like, I don't feel like dealing with those guys right now.
So we're getting close to the end. So I have some rapid fire questions. They're not really rapid fire, but they're just kind of, just questions. So obviously you have, what are your goals for, the rest of 2024, like personal or, business wise or whatever? I know winning the games is the main thing, but like what are other things you have goals for?
Goals for this, like hopefully you get a muscle up by the end of the year. I'm close, like it's there. It's just getting everything timed right and like getting that pull over, like because I get my hips up to the bar pretty good. It's just so I think that's gonna be my big one as far as next like skill to learn. It's gonna be the muscle up, and then kind of growing adaptive, like the adaptive divisions, like even our division, the short stature division. I have like the two kids I said like I mentor here. I'm gonna work with a group that like a nonprofit in the area about get like to get them signed up for it, like and not having to worry about paying. So we'll do that, get that taken care of to help. Just so they can experience it more than anything. That's all I really wanted to do. And then kind of, feed them the Kool-Aid, if you will. And then just kind of travel more. Like I would like to, like I'm going to the UK, so that's a huge one for me. Like plane tickets finally got back under 700. They're actually at 8 for a while. And I'm like, okay, all right, this is fine. This is all fine. And so I'm gonna do that. Like I finally found one at like 6:40. So I'm like, I'm jumping on it. I'm not waiting because I've been getting emails saying like, did the whole follow this flight and see what happens. And they've all been like back over 700. I'm like, all right, good. I'm glad I didn't wait. And then just finding other comps, like again, within the air, like within relative driving distance. Just because I don't want to pay for, I don't, I like flying, but I hate dealing with airports. So if I don't have to deal with
True.
an airport, like the better. So then I like having my own vehicle. Like, I don't want to rent a car and like try and deal with all that junk either.
I'm in the same boat with you. Like, I'd rather drive my car to go to
Yeah.
places.
If it's within, if it's under 8 hours, like I'll do it. 8 or under, like I'll do it. Like I'll drive. Because, I mean, by the time you think, if you think about it, like by the time you get to the airport, get on the plane,
It's 8 hours.
get off, it's going to take the same exact time. And it's like, well, I just spent that much more money doing that than if I would have just driven myself. Like, why?
Yeah,
So.
pretty much. Yeah. All right. Next question. What is your favorite book?
My favorite book. Oh, whoa, that's a good one. Honestly, I was a big Game of Thrones guy. Like, I'm big, like, kind of like that fantasy Lord of the Rings, like that type. So, probably, like, if I had to say one of those books, like, it's Game of Thrones for sure. Just because I watched the HBO series, kind of as I was reading them. But it was probably Clash of Kings, which is the third one. And
Okay.
like it's the longest one, but it's like the most like intense, like 'cause every like all these people dying everywhere, and I'm like, what just happened? Like you like a character and the next thing you know they're dead. I'm like, what the hell, George? Like, what are you doing to me? So
I've never seen one episode of that show.
no, nah, it's a good one. Like the last season was a little like eh. Because they crammed them all into like 8 episodes versus the 10. So like it kind of made it a little like you didn't get the time frame difference like as well. Like it's like, well, how far along are we? You know, that trip took 6 hours or six week months like in real time. So like in the book time. So it's like now we're here. Like they just left. Like how are they there already? Like what's going on? How much time has passed? Like nobody's even grown a beard. Like, come on, let's fix this.
That's awesome. All right, next question. What is in your gym bag?
In my gym bag, 3 pair of shoes. I have a pair of Chuck Taylors, which are my lifting shoes. So if I'm just lifting, those are what I lift in because they're the flat sole. I have a pair of Innovates that I use for kind of my lifting slash like everything else wad. Like if there's any kind of Olympic lifting, I use those. So and they're also my rope climbing shoes. Then I have a pair of Reebok Nanos. I think they're the twos. Like they were on sale, so I didn't care. Like they fit, they're nice, they're comfortable. They're kind of my wad with running shoes. So and then 2 pair of grips. A pair of Bear Complex that I no longer use, and a pair of Element 26. My belt kind of hangs around the side. I have some chalk in there, some bands, and some other miscellaneous things that I don't even know what's in there anymore. I should probably clean it out, put important things in there.
Awesome. All right, so next question. It's a little deep. So, let's just say it's your last day on Earth. How do you want people to know you as?
Let's see. How do I want to like know how I want them to know me? Like I want my legacy. Essentially, I want my legacy to be something as like this is like this guy changed the world, or at least he's like led other people to help, like put the ball in their court to change the world. Like because of him, like this world's a better place.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. All right, next last question. Where can people reach out to you if they have any questions on, the adaptive side of CrossFit? How do they, how can they get involved or even judging or stuff like that?
They want to reach out to me, just follow me on Instagram, tatertot1195 is my handle, tatertot TOT1195. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me. I mean, you can reach out to me on Facebook, but like there's like a million Tim Murrays, so trying to find the right one won't be as easy. I don't know how to like, every time I sign up for something, they're like, what's your Facebook URL? I'm like, I don't even know how to find that. Like, I don't know. Like, what am I supposed to do?
There's so many.
Yeah, there's so many links in here. Like, I don't know what this thing does. Like, but Instagram's the easiest way, and then you can always go to wheelwad.com as well. Like, they'll have everything adaptive. Is yeah, that's the next thing.
Awesome. Well, dude, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate
Yeah,
it.
no, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. This is
Yeah.
awesome.
Awesome. I'd love to have you back on too.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely come back on.
Awesome.